News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I'm joined by Fionnán Sheehan, who is Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that you may not yet have seen, and also to provide analysis on some of those that you have, because the blame game is rife across government at the moment. Ministers accusing each other and backbenchers accusing each other of having fumbled the protest. Who is taking the worst brunt of the blame at present?
Yeah, strange enough, it's the focus of the blame game within the government is not so much over who botched the whole concept of not anticipating that there would be a public backlash against the failure to provide an adequate support package. It's around Jim O'Callaghan's, I'm going to send in the army, and if your tractor gets damaged, which is a scratch in your massey, don't come crying to me. So basically, this was the rather wacky statement issued last week by the Minister for Justice, who said we're calling in the assistance of the Defence Forces, and if there is any damage then done to a vehicle, well, so be it, tough.
And very implicit in that statement was, and action is going to commence pretty much immediately.
Yeah. They're on the way. So in the fallout, the Minister for Defence, Helen McEntee, it turns out, wasn't really consulted here. She was kind of told on the morning, we're putting in this formal application, and it was then announced pretty much straight away. She took umbrage at that late last week at a meeting with her counterpart, the Minister of Justice, her predecessor or her successor in that role, and with the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, and said, look, there should be proper scenarios in place here. She hasn't confirmed or denied that. All she said is that these processes should be handled better, so she's not exactly saying that this didn't happen. Jim O'Callaghan's side and First and Fianna Fáil are now pushing back, saying, oh, hang on, we told Simon Harris on the night before that we were going calling in the army during a discussion, and sure, he should have told Helen McEntee. So the circle of blame is going around there. It's kind of a side issue. I suppose it shows a reflection of the dysfunction within the coalition itself. A sign as well of a lack of unity and on a time of crisis. So it's not a good sign in terms of learning lessons for the future. The wider issue is still, listen, you got cut out very badly here, and that's what will be the central point of the discussions in the Dáil today. So two big issues in the Dáil. One is votes on the new package of 500 million, and then separately a motion of confidence in the government.
Now, the blame is not just staying within political circles, because your organisation, our organisation, all of media generally, has similarly been attacked for, I think the general sense is, in some way inciting or giving guidance to the protesters last week. This is the media minister, Patrick O'Donovan, who is having a go at media and more. He's angry at a lot of people.
Yeah, and he's basically said he's going talking to Commissioner Naman, who are the media regulator now, and saying to them, you need to look at the coverage last week, and was it balanced and fair and proportionate? Now, it's not quite clear what exactly Commissioner Naman can do here at all. I mean, it doesn't seem to be a specific complaint about a specific show that Anton Savage had half dozen protesters sitting around the table with him drinking tea, and they were inciting everybody up and down the country. And I have a complaint against that, which is the normal process by which you would go about. I'm sure you'd never do that, Anton, but
no.
If you did. So anyway, the media minister, in his capacity as media minister, is giving out and saying that there was an imbalance in media coverage last week, and that he wants that looked at, and also social media. So it doesn't seem to be restricted to it. RTE was cited, an example there, about debate programs. There was, but he's saying broadcasters as a whole, so News Talk will be in there too, and also everybody else and social media. But what Commissioner Naman can do, they might come back and say, well, look, sorry, this isn't our job, buddy.
He's also very angry in a fabulous story that you have in your own paper today in The Independent. He's very angry at the man who runs Foyne's Port, or rather the bit of Foyne's that brings in fuel.
Yeah, so Pat Keating is the CEO of Foyne's Port, second largest port in the country after Dublin, and a major oil depot, and one of the national critical pieces of infrastructure that the Taoiseach said last week, there was national sabotage because tankers of trucks weren't allowed to get in, fuel up, fill up and go out to petrol stations across the country, resulting in shortages of petrol. He's also the director of a family firm that runs a couple of cafes in Limerick. Now, he's not involved in the day-to-day. He's a busy man running the second biggest port in the country. That's operated by his wife, but he is a director, so he does own it as a family firm. And that family firm was off delivering tea and sandwiches to protesters last week. While so you had basically the CEO of a critical piece of infrastructure, major port, was being blockaded. And meanwhile, his family firm was delivering free tea and sandwiches to another group of protesters up the road. The Minister for Culture rang him up and expressed his displeasure at this contradiction in terms. And I'm told he ate him without salt. Now, look, the more serious issue here is actually at the same time down in Limerick, the HSE were holding emergency meetings saying people, ambulances can't get past these protests. There's a difficulty. Staff are taking up to 6 hours to get to work and people are unable to attend their medical appointments. So there was a wider serious issue of the scenario in this, which you will frequently be discussing, how the very much the bad boy of the health service, it is constantly under pressure down there, and this was adding to the conundrum there. So yeah, good old row between the minister and the port boss.
To finally then to round out the cycle of recriminations that is occurring and analysis, the James Gagan, who of course was one of the key figures in the protest, reports today saying that he is being pursued by Revenue for debts totaling €550,000 and that they are putting liens on some of his properties.
Yeah, so James Gagan was one of the one of those high profile figures who you had sitting around tables drinking tea last week and talking about the protest. He was at one point talking about a revolution. He wanted Micheál Martin to be toppled and so on. And issues emerged about his revenue dealings last week, and he said there was no issue, and he claimed the revenue actually owed him money, and he said these reports were all false. I don't owe him money, but actually it turns out revenue has now registered judgment mortgages against his home and his 68 acres of farmland owned by him, and the taxman is basically saying they've got 6 debt judgments against James Gagan in the past 6.5 years for a total of €550,000. And all of these are currently recorded as unsatisfied, which is at odds with Mr. Gagan saying there's no issue at all here and everything is paid up and they actually owe me money.
As if that wasn't odd enough, let us go to international news where things get very bizarre.
No, you're confused here. You can't be putting that out there now. You were confused. You and the media were confused about a photo of Donald Trump, which
Correct.
Was done by a very good artist.
Right.
Not an AI machine.
That portrayed him to be Jesus.
No, it portrayed him as a doctor healing people.
He was wearing robes and had a halo.
You're confused now.
People were praying to him and there were angels in the background.
In the surgery, in the background. He was wearing doctor's robes. He's just after removing the image, which was done by a very talented artist, because people like you were confused about it. He didn't want to cause confusion, that's all.
Well, it is good that he has straightened that up. Meanwhile, how is his battle with the Pope
going?
Yeah,
ongoing. I mean, both sides are fairly entrenched. So Pope Leo, the first American Pope, has been quite outspoken about Donald Trump, his immigration policies and the war in the Middle East. And
but Donald Trump is the only reason that he is Pope.
Yeah, he says that the reason they appointed him Pope in the first place was because so that he could deal with Donald Trump. But he's basically saying that he's soft on the hard left. And that he's placating all of these people, and so Trump is hitting back at him, and he's saying, "Well, the Pope has learned a lesson now; he shouldn't mess with politics." So both sides are saying we're going to continue on with this row. The Pope with a good deal more decorum, you'd have to say, and now, any photos that you see of him in white and red garbs, they're actually real. Yeah.
The bit I didn't understand in all of this was whatever about Donald Trump accusing the Pope of being weak on crime, which I think comes with the job. Mm. He also accused him being weak on foreign policy. What can the Pope do in relation to foreign policy? Is it deploy the Swiss Guard?
Yeah. do they have tow trucks is the question there. So I suppose what the Pope can do, he does have a very important kind of soft diplomacy rule. I mean, as you say, the Vatican does not have a large army that they can deploy. But he is the leader of 1.5 million Catholics. He is a widely respected figure in the wider religious community around the world. He is known across the globe. So when he speaks, that's basically what he can do. His words literally speak volumes. So that's what he can do. He can travel the world. He can speak up against what he sees as injustices. And this Pope is making it quite clear he's going to do that.
Finan, thank you so much. Finan Sheehan, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, coming.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.